Praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Why don't you just stand up and start to pray just where you are. I tell you what, on days like today, the best way to take things that happen today is how do we win? And how do we prevail? And how do we handle things? By the Word of God. Amen. In every case, somebody say, in every situation, and in every case that we deal with, you have to deal with it with faith and with Scripture and the Word of God. Amen. With faith and confidence. You know what? God's not surprised. God's not surprised. God's not shocked, nor is God shaken. Hallelujah. And if God's not surprised, God's not shocked, and God's not shaken, this is the time when the saints of God need to stand strong. Amen. And pray and believe. Amen. And don't just pray any way. Amen. Don't just pray any kind of way. We don't pray in fear. Amen. We don't pray out of emotion. No, we pray in faith. We pray in accordance with the Scripture. Amen. God knows what He was doing. Say, everybody say, God has already provided. Yes, He has. You know, God has already provided. He knew. He already rearranged their schedule. Somebody say, praise the Lord. He's already rearranged their schedule so we'd be right on time, that the saints of God would be right where they need to be. Amen. Doing what they need to do. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Give God praise in this place. The only thing we can do is win. And what do we mean? And how do we win? We win by staying on course with what the Holy Ghost said. Somebody, everybody say, yay. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We're walking through some days. Amen. We're walking through some times. But you know what? We're not surprised. Hallelujah. We're not surprised. Therefore, if we walk right yesterday, glory to God, if we use the right, if we use faith yesterday and we walk right yesterday, guess what? You can walk in that same faith today. That's how you can win. Don't allow the devil to trip you up, to trip you out. Amen. We can't do anything in the flesh. Glory to God. The flesh prevails nothing. The same weapons you use with sickness and diseases, the same weapons you use against attack from any type of enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. The same shout, the same praise, the same joy, the same confidence. Oh, yes. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. We don't have any other weapons to do. I can't do the devil stuff. I can't respond like the devil. I'm not going to come out of faith. Amen. I'm sorry. I'm not going to come out of faith for anybody. Amen. Amen. Saints, this is the time when we should increase in faith, increase in boldness, and become more confident than anybody else, because you know what's going on. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We know what's going on. God even said, amen. He said, perilous times shall come in the last days. Amen. But don't you trouble, somebody say, don't trouble your heart. He that abides under the in the secret hiding place of the Most High God. Oh, come on, church. Somebody say, we're already covered. Does the word change? Does the word change? No, sit down for just a moment and give me a little bit of light in here. Hallelujah. I got a little bit before the president speaks. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Kathy, you got to keep me on track with the president. He comes on. He already spoke. Was it 7:30? Oh, well, praise God. I missed it. But I believe it was good anyhow. Amen. He did part of Psalm 23. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. This is the day of the vengeance of our God. Somebody said, what are you talking about? Whatever the devil meant for harm, God will turn it around and use it for good. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. We have never had a greater time of opportunity to witness and to tell people Jesus is reigning. Amen. Don't you put your confidence in great armies, in the wisdom of smart men, in all the things that we hold confident in our nation got hit today. Amen. Our money, yes. Our money, we're secure because we have a money and we have a system that we always think it's always going to be there. We are all so confident, very confident in this area right here, in our great military strength, that we're untouchable. I'm from D.C. area, and there's always this security. Nobody's ever going to do anything to us. We're invincible. Don't you put your confidence in any army, the Bible says. Don't you put your confidence in anybody's money. You put your confidence in the Word of God and the promise of God, no matter what happens. Amen. Somebody say praise God. Don't you worry about a thing. We're going to win. Why? Why? Because I know how many guns we got? No. You don't know what can happen. Who knows? Who would expect that today, possibility, so many people would come in harm's way to that level? You don't know. Amen. The only thing you do know, somebody say, praise the Lord. You ain't seen nothing yet. Listen, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord shall raise up a what? A standard against him. We got to learn some things scripturally, because God's going to use you. Don't get thrown off guard. Amen. Win. You can make a difference. You can make a difference by using your faith. Amen. Telling people, hold the faith. Keep your faith together. Be strong in the Lord your God. There is a time to weep and there is a time of mourn. It's sad. Certain things are sad. There is a time to weep and there are times of mourn. Amen. But amen, why some weep and why some mourn, let those that are strong in God stand up and make a difference. Amen. And use it to the advantage. Amen. So this thing could never happen again. Somebody say, our faith. Glory to God. Oh, praise God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to show you some scriptures tonight. Is that all right?
Amen.
Glory to God. We had church last night. We're going to have church tonight.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to turn this thing around. Somebody say, praise God. There's some situations out there we need to believe and pray. Amen. For that no harm would become the righteous. Amen. That who knows what's going on out there in New York, but the only thing we can do is speak a good confession over it. Amen.
Amen.
We can speak a good confession over that thing and say, God, work something out and turn it around for good.
Yes.
Turn it around for good. Amen. You will not be some of those that just sit around here, you know, oh, isn't it just terrible what just happened? I'm just so sad about it. No, you better use this to the advantage. Amen. You better use this.
Yeah.
You better use this and tell people, somebody say, what's going on? All right, listen, Acts chapter 2, verse 17. This should tell us. Somebody say, these are the last days. Praise the Lord. See, we cannot be, don't think that I'm callous or that I'm hard. You know, we have to pray about these things. And certain things, when I got it, I got real serious there. I was doing my stuff today with Rex and different people. And, you know, and I got up there. You know, and I was just, well, Lord, we got a meeting tonight. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? He said, I knew what was going on. I knew what's happened. Stay on track. Stay on course. Don't be moved. Don't be shaken. Amen. Believe and trust God and keep walking. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, we can say, so many people say, oh, no, brother, come on, not in this situation. Not there. Some situation. You walk by faith when you're believing for a car. You walk by faith, you know, and not by sight when you're dealing with sickness in your body. No, somebody say, in every circumstance, in every situation is when you walk by faith. The greater the circumstance, the greater the situation, the more you're going to have to walk in faith after it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Their fear all, I can't tell you how many, they said prayer was going all over the place. Amen. I wonder how much prayer was actually promoting faith and confidence and boldness in the will of God versus a bunch of fear and unbelief. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
You might get mad at me for being bold, but it's the faith person that'll raise the dead.
Amen.
Then why don't we get ready? Get done what you got to get done. Amen. Yeah. In a case like this, we need miracles. We need miracles. We don't need, listen, crying is not going to bring anybody back, but the word of faith will bring somebody back. It will make a difference. You hear what I'm saying? God can do anything. And this should teach us. Somebody say, this should teach us and let us know if this can happen, if man can do this, I wonder what God can do.
Amen.
We were looking at the TV, and when I saw buildings turn to dust, I chilled out. I said, I can see rubble or whatever it was, but, you know, buildings just don't turn to dust. It looked like snow out there. Amen? I said, we better listen. This is beyond my understanding. People are trying to figure it out. They will never be able to figure that thing out. Listen, buildings burn all the time. They just don't come down like that. Buildings catch fire all the time, but they just don't come down. Do you hear what I'm saying? I got to the point and I said, listen, God, you were ultimately in control. I'm going to have to hide myself under the shadow of your will and in your word. All other ground is sinking sand. I cannot believe CNN. I can't believe Fox. I can't believe, you know, God, what's going on. And we all have a perspective. Somebody say perspective.
Perspective.
We all have our perspective of what's going on. Listen, your perspective better come from God's heart.
Amen.
Amen. Not from your nationality. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm talking truth here.
Amen.
Amen. You better get your perspective from the heart of God and walk in righteousness and walk in holiness and do right in every case, in every situation. Oh, people don't want to hear that. Somebody say, it's time. Glory to God. Lord knows what age to put us in and what season to put us in. See, God's moving. Amen. For the Lord is marching on. I'm not saying that, you know, you got to hear me through so you can catch these things. Listen, and it shall come to pass in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, young men shall see visions, and old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapors of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How are they going to call on the name that nobody preaches on?
Amen.
Lord, I'm looking at my TV. I'm not saying this is not the total interpretation of this scripture, but you could look at that and say, my Lord, it sounds like, look at when you looked at the TV today, vapors of smoke. You just saw that big cloud that lasted for 6 hours. A puddle of dust remains over the largest, one of the largest cities in the world, the two tallest buildings in the world. And a vapor of smoke in six stood up, would not go away for 6 hours. Six represents the number of man. People, somebody say, change. So we can expect, somebody say, if we can expect God to pour out his spirit, why are we so surprised when all the other things that go with it start to happen? Why are we shaking? Look at somebody and tap them on the shoulder and say, grow up. We don't want to hear it. Say, you ain't seen nothing yet. Why am I teaching this? You know what? Because there are going to be many people when things happen. We have not seen anything yet. And see, people still don't realize that God is ultimately, he didn't do this, you get what I'm saying? But he is in control, and people still don't catch it yet. They just think that some crazy little people over there in the Middle East somewhere just got an attitude. They still don't figure it out, and they still don't get it.
For a long time.
Somebody say, you better figure it out. Somebody say, praise God. Listen, and it should, now listen, so if these, now if the Spirit of God is being poured out, if the anointing of God is increasing, we can expect all the things on the outside to be on the increase too. Don't be shaken in your faith.
Amen.
Stand strong.
Amen.
Say, I want to see Jesus come. I want to see Jesus comes when he comes in the sky. But if you want to see, if Jesus is coming at some rough sea in a rough season.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. Am I out there for y'all tonight? Am I out there for y'all tonight? No, y'all going to walk out of here with a new boldness. You're going to be able to get your relatives saved, your family saved. You hear what I'm saying? When they come in with all of this stuff, you're going to be able to tell them. I'm going to tell you what, right now, God is in control. This know also, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last times, that in the last days, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, know this also. Somebody say, know it. That in the last days, somebody say last days, perilous times shall come. For men will be lovers of their own self. See, we got to listen. When God starts moving, you don't look across the sea and say, over there, God, and you got this big plank in your eye, you know. You go over there and you want to pull the speck over across the water someplace. You know, of course they're wrong over there. Amen. But when God starts moving, you better deal with the plank in your own eye. You hear what I'm saying? If God, see, it doesn't matter. It's not going to be how big the guns are. It's going to make this thing, that's going to turn this thing out. God's got the biggest gun. So he's the one we need to make peace with. Do you hear what I'm saying? Somebody say, get this man out of here. Hallelujah. Somebody won't back down, won't turn around, even when it's somewhat popular. What do you need to hear? You don't need me to get up here and sing Dixieland and all this crazy stuff. You need the word of God. Hallelujah. For this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of them of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. Somebody say, come on home. Come on home. Somebody say, last times. This is what God is dealing with. This is what God is dealing with. Let it roll right on. Somebody look at our culture today. Brother Ron, why aren't you talking about Afghanistan and all this other stuff and get me worked up? No, God's got that taken care of. You get what I'm saying? No weapon formed against the righteous is going to prosper. You know what I'm saying? You know, just listen, we got to deal with our sin. Let's deal with our sin, because that's what we can deal with right now. You ain't got no gun. You ain't flying nowhere tonight. Glory to God. Do something that you can do right now. Deal with your stuff. Amen. And God will deal with them. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to get on nobody's bandwagon trying to work over. No, I'm going to say, hey, right here in America, let's deal with these things. Let's have a revival. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People perish every day. People perish every day, and the sin is that they perish in sin because people are scared to stand up and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're so busy waving flags and wearing bumper stickers. If people had the gospel of Jesus Christ effectively preached to them when this thing happened, they would have cried out, Jesus. Saints everywhere would have been preaching. Come on. Somebody say, tell the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Or get another Bible. Where am I getting this message? My opinion? My political stance? No. I just got up and say, God, what? He said, last days. I said, I'll run from there. So I just said, I'm going to teach the last days as if nothing happened today. So I'm not coming with the precedent. See, I refuse to come with the precedent. But listen, you should be a little bit sensitive based on all the things that went on today. Well, God already instructed me, don't you be moved by what you see. Glory to God. That's how that vision that came about when the fire came down, some people were stuck in the corner and couldn't move, and some people were being consumed, but there were others that were up and walking around. I tell you what, the fire's on, and there's a group of people, amen, that aren't going to be paralyzed and stuck and unmovable, and they're going to be able to move, amen, because they're not looking at the fire all about them. They're looking at the word of God and still being able to do what they've got to do. Yes. No matter what the devil does, I still got to do what God tells me to do.
Amen.
Until he gives me a release. No break.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say, even harder. If we are to win, if we are to reign, we're going to reign by being obedient to the Holy Ghost. This is how I can win the war. This is how I can do what I've got to do to make a difference. By sticking to the course and not deviating, not adding anything to it. Somebody say praise the Lord in this place tonight. And I'm still in the revival. I haven't changed my message. I'm still in the revival. I'm still in the move of the Spirit of God. I'm still shouting for joy. I'm still rejoicing. And guess what? The devil has not stolen my joy. Somebody say, well, you don't know anybody there. You don't know who I know. Amen. Glory to God. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Why? Faith. Real faith. Not based, you know, on anything. Joy. This joy that I have, the world is not going to take it from me. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And in times like this, you need supernatural strength. And you need God's joy and God's strength. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, the Word of God is still good. Even in times that we don't understand. Put your mind to the side and pick up the mind of Christ. Trust Him. Somebody say, trust Him and keep walking. Trust Him and keep believing. Keep doing what you know is right. Amen. Glory to God. Because it's all over Scripture. If you read it, all kind of weird, crazy things going to happen. Now we go pacifying this way and compromising. This blow today, what's going to happen when something happens tomorrow and the day after that? And the last time, perilous times shall come. Get used to it. Amen. I'm preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. But the Bible says, no plague will come nigh your dwelling place. Glory to God. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil and you will win. That's the advantage. Somebody say, this is the time. When we grow. This is the time when we thrive in Christ Jesus. This is the time when the saints get up and say, hey, come on now, let's pray. Amen. Let's pray the Bible way. Hey, no. Not this form of godliness stuff. No, let's bring God on the scene. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Listen. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontentent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, somebody say heady, and high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Come on. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. It's time we had a revival. It's time we got it right. Amen. It's time we turned some things around. For of this sort are they which creep into, having a form of godliness. Somebody say a form of godliness. You're going to see all kind of religious people on the TV with a form of godliness. All kind of religious stuff. Come on. You better come with the Word of God. If you believe in the Scripture, you better go to the Word concerning that situation. Why go at what I think is the right thing to say? I don't know what's the right thing to say. Amen. Nobody does. That's psychology. Amen. Amen. When something happens, I need to go and find out. Listen, Middle East attacked America because we're helping out Israel. Sounds like the last days to me. Let's go to the last days and find out the truth of what's going on. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning yet never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, and all this other stuff. Somebody say amen. Let's go on from there. Now that word perilous times means troubled, dangerous, fierce times. Let's go on. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say righteousness and wickedness. You got to know there's a war going on. You got to know how to win. You better side up on God's side. I'm not telling you. It's God. And it's righteousness and wickedness, and you got to speak the truth and draw the line. Come on. Amen. I'll never side with the unrighteous. I'll never, ever, ever, ever side with the unrighteous and wickedness. I'm going to stay with God.
Amen.
I'm going to stick with God. I'm going to stick in the Word of God. And I'm not going to jump on anybody's bandwagon. They could march on their own. Oh, people don't understand me. Amen. Go to now, ye rich men, and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupt, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasures together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which of you have kept back by fraud, crieth. And cries of them which have reaped and entered into the cries of them that have reaped for you have entered into the ears of the Lord. Ye have lived in pleasures on the earth and have been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as the day of slaughter. Ye have condemned the just. You have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Get it in there. Somebody say amen. These are the last days. Greed, injustice in any nation, in any group of people, you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Will be judged and dealt with. Oh, glory to God. Here we go. James chapter 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruits of the earth and have long patience for it until the early and the latter rain. Oh, y'all having a hard time. Y'all having a hard time staying on course. Y'all having a hard time staying focused and staying on course. Y'all having a hard time staying in the spirit. Now listen. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Now, I got this scripture because I was just doing last day's study. Amen. That's where the scripture came out. Be patient, therefore, the coming. Say, Jesus is coming. Behold, the husband waited for the precious fruit of the earth and long patience for it until he had received the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient and establish your hearts. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Look at somebody and say, establish your heart. I'm sorry, I got the word of God tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I don't have a bunch of stuff that you might think you need, glory to God, but I got the word of God, and the word of God tells you in times like this, establish your heart. Don't be shaken in your heart. You won't be able to follow a shaky heart. Strengthen up and establish your heart. Be sure what you believe and stand in it. Glory to God. Now listen, this is why we got to teach these things. Be patient and establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against the other, brethren, lest ye be what? Condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. God's going through every. See, we talked about judgment. Judgment and counselors and all of these things. See, this is why, we heard on Sunday, God's not playing no games with anybody. In any case, every little thing that's going on, it will be judged. You hear what I'm saying? He's going to judge the earth. He will judge in certain areas. You hear what I'm saying? Let's get it right. Listen, wickedness and all kind of thing, in no matter what country, no matter what land, no matter what goes on, listen, if it doesn't line up with the word of God, the heart of God, it will be judged and dealt with. Oh, people don't want to hear that. Someone say, in the last days. What do you think all this stuff? We reap what we sow out there. We reap what we sow out there. It's not God's heart that anybody would perish, but you keep putting stuff out there, it's going to come back. What you put out is going to come back, no matter who you are, no matter what you do. We have such a form of godliness in this nation that everything we do, we take it to be Christian. Oh, y'all don't like it when preachers are standing up. You wouldn't. I know you're glad Charles Finney ain't around here. You wouldn't want him to preach tonight. He'd tell the truth. He'd deal with it all. He said, "He, you know, his message, sinners in the hands of an angry God." You remember that message?
Yes. Yes.
Bible says you should know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We call out to God, say, people, the nation's crying out to God, why? Why? God, do something. Make things better. Come on and fix things. God's saying, repent.
Yeah.
Turn.
Amen.
And change. One thing I realized, I know that God was in control when one of the news people and our senators and congressmen, you listen on TV, they said, I want you to know things will never be the same again. He said, none of us will ever think the same way again. Grudge not against. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and patience. Behold, we count them what? When? When they do what? Which endure? Which endure? Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord. So I say, you've seen the end. So I say, you've seen the end. Say it one more. Say, Job. You've seen the end. He said, listen, I count them happy which endure these things. Job went through some stuff, didn't he?
Yeah.
Job went through some stuff. He lost his whole family, lost everything he had. Job said, the thing I feared the most has come upon me. He said, what I feared the most came upon me, and he feared a lot of stuff, and exactly what his fear was is what he got. That's why we're preaching the word of faith and not a word of fear.
Amen.
Sorry, I'm not going to preach one in here.
That's
why we got faith, because what you fear will come upon you. Amen. But what your faith is, you need faith tonight. That's what you need is going to make the difference. Faith. Faith and confidence. Amen. Listen, behold, we count them happy. Everybody say happy. This is a hard message tonight. Somebody say happy. Which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job when he went and have seen the end of the Lord. That the Lord is very pitiful. And of tender mercy. Now go on over this 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. This second epistle, beloved, I know, 2 Peter 3, verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. Somebody say, remember the word. And the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now they went through some stuff, and he said, listen, remember the prophetic word, and remember those apostles, remember the gifting, remember the fivefold ministry. Somebody say, remember. Knowing this, there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? See, there are a lot of preachers out there, they're not preaching the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're preaching, leave it the way it is and don't mess with it. For since the fathers fell asleep, all things will continue as they were from the beginning. Some say, don't mess with nothing. Don't you change nothing. Leave it. Say, let it continue. Let it just ride on. We don't like to have our stuff disturbed, not even our nation. God is going to disturb this nation, and he's going to change it, and it will never continue the way that it was. Because if it was all that, it would have been all right from the get-go. You're not in heaven, glory to God. You're not in heaven yet. There ain't saints all over the place. Come on, this is an ungodly nation, and we need to repent and change our actions and pray.
Amen.
Bible says that my people which are called by my name will humble themselves, not stand up and get all proud about their indecency and wrong, and fall on their knees and pray, then they'll hear from heaven. But don't you dare, you're not going to hear from, you don't get, see, we can't go to God boastfully and praying, and oh God, you know what they did to us, you know, he said, fall on their knee, humble themselves. Somebody say, humble themselves and speak the truth and tell the truth. We've sinned against you, God. We're so concerned about our money, our houses, our economy, and all this other stuff that we have forgotten you. 5 days a week we're working overtime and then some, and we give you 5 hours on a good Sunday. Forgive us, God. Some say, humble yourself. It's not time to cry about what was done to us. It's time to fall on our knees before God, humble ourselves and pray and say, God, change it and make it the way you want it to be. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. So say, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. See, lots of people are changing their mind right now about a bunch of stuff. See, the devil's busy getting people. That's why I'm preaching this. That's why I'm not playing no games with it, not compromising this message. I'm being extremely bold. Ask Rita. She came to my office. Said, honey, I need to, you know, she was just, it was okay. But I, amen, I had to hear heaven and be bold about what I heard and stand there, because people are forming things in their mind. Now, God said he was going to renew our mind. Listen, the devil will come with stuff, and if we don't preach the gospel, the real word of God, we'll have our minds messed up.
Yes.
But you better have in your spirit the word of God, but also in your mind it needs to be converted by the word of the Lord Jesus Christ and nothing else.
Amen.
If it's tight, too bad. Somebody say, I'm going to hold on till I get my blessing. God said a wind was coming. He said storms were coming. He said perilous times were coming. I'm going to hold on and agree with God. Somebody say, give me the whole brunt. No time to be playing games. Glory to God. It's time to get right. When things like that happen, when we see that in just hours, so many people can go away, it teaches us to value our days. Some of us are living 8 more hours that somebody else didn't have. And we want to put it back the way it was. Let's build it up again. Let's build them towers back up again and go right back on it. It'll all be back just the way it was. Oh, no, it won't. We'll never be the same again. But I pray that we preach the word of God, that the thing that we change to will be in the likeness of Jesus Christ with a stronger perspective.
Amen.
That we're just not going to blame this on the Middle East, glory to God. We're going to bring God into the picture. It's not just a madman. Bible says, listen, no man don't have no authority and power over us.
No,
devil doesn't come unless there's an open door. God wasn't sleeping. And while he was sleeping and forgot about us, all of a sudden something negative happened. We need a better theology.
Amen.
We need a stronger theology and just tell the truth. God wasn't just sitting there over the ocean, and he saw the people coming and all of that stuff. He said, oh, I want to stop, but I just can't. I'm going to say, we paid for it. We called for it. We stepped outside of the grace and outside of the anointing of God. We had a form of godliness. You hear what I'm saying? Our nation was protected for so long because we honored God first. And we had grace in everything we stepped with, in everything we stepped into. And now it's become a form of godliness. And we're becoming just like everybody else. So we need to separate ourselves. Amen. What makes us different is our faith. Amen. Or the faith. And I'm not saying of every little father. Amen. That was there. We're not that dumb to believe that they all were filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. But there was somebody someplace that believed God. What makes us different is our faith. Amen. And our heart to believe God and trust in God, not our resources. Oh, hallelujah. I got to hurry up. Listen. Second Peter. Somebody say last days. That's all I'm talking about tonight. Now, you might not want to give your friends this message as hard as we're getting it tonight. But we need somebody to say, get us in shape, because something like this happens and we'll all go get in a tangent trying to avoid the real issues. Yeah. See, we'll avoid scripture. You hear what I'm saying? And go want to put it on somebody else. Yeah, those boys will get what to do them. Amen. But we got to get right with God in our own way and not just jump on any bandwagon. Every story sounds good until you hear both sides. Don't be that dumb. Don't even try to be ignorant. You better realize this is a big world. It's a big world with a lot of people on it, and a lot of things are going on, and we don't know it all. And we're not always right. Am I saying we're wrong? No. I'm just saying let's judge ourselves and make sure we're clear before God. And some people still don't even got the message. Still don't even got the clue. Even after this, they still don't have it. And the ignorance of ones are going to be the big ones. Oh, they mess with it. You'll shut up. If you believed in all that mess, you'd be in church. Amen. You live like it. Amen. So many hypocrites. I pray that God calls them out. Hypocrite, hypocrite, hypocrite. Stop the mess and get right with God. Amen. Yes. So start hearing these little trinket messages and all this little stuff and all these little bandwagons that we're supposed to do and all the little cliches we need to have so we would be considered Christian. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 5. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the heavens standing out of water and into water, whereby the world that was then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of the ungodly. So I say, you have not seen anything yet. People think it's all a joke. There are ways. I mean, there are people that have bombs. They have all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Some idiot can just push the wrong button. And before they say, oh, it could never come about. How close does it have to get before you believe the Bible and believe the Word of God? Amen. They say, well, some people, they try to disprove the flood. Whether you believe in the flood or not, fire's coming. Amen. That's your problem. Whether you believe in the flood or not, the fire's coming. I have to teach the Word. Amen. I'm going to give you some hope in the end. You got hope right now, amen? Listen. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. Somebody say, don't be ignorant. Don't be ignorant. Somebody say, don't even try to play ignorant. Don't come in here and act like you don't know what's going on.
Amen.
I'm surprised. How long you had that Bible? You saw the movie. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this day. No, be not ignorant of this thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day.
Amen.
Jesus said 2,000 years ago, right? He's coming back again. Somebody say, he said, how many days did he give us? He said, I'm coming back soon. And one day is 1,000, 1,000 years is one day with the Lord. 2 days ago, Jesus said, I'm coming back. And we think it's been a long day, but he just resting up for 2 days. Come on. Somebody say, praise God. As far as God's concerned, it ain't been long. It's been 2 days. Somebody say, 2 days. Somebody say, the Lord is not slack in his promise. First of all, he promised he was coming back. He is not a slacker.
Amen.
And notice that we're reading this scripture after it's talking about false preachers and all this other stuff and scoffers. Anybody that preaches without the, you know, scoffers will preach things. You know, they'll preach things to teach you to hold on for a real long time. He's going to be far in his coming. Amen. He said, first of all, God is not slack in his promise. He promised he's coming back, and he's coming back.
Amen.
As some man count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, that all should come to what?
Repentance.
See, it did say not. It said not willing at all that men would perish.
Right.
See, the alternative is not just live. The alternative is repentance.
Yes, amen.
See, people are perishing today, but the alternative to the perishing is repentance.
Amen.
See, we just want the world to continue to be all right. Amen. It's not going to be all right. There's a fire coming, and all the ungodly will be judged. Glory to God. Somebody say, repent.
Repent.
Change. Change your mindset. God is not willing that any man would perish, but they would all repent. Say, God wants you to change your mind. See, people want to come to God without changing their mind. That you don't come. You got to change your mind. God is not willing that any should perish. Somebody say, not willing. It's not God's will that anybody would ever be sick. It's not God's will that anybody, it's not God's will that anybody would be in poverty or be in lack. Amen. But I know a lot of sick people. Amen. I know a lot of broke people. You should have saw me last week. No, I'm joking. Amen. But you know what? It's the same. It's not God's will that people would perish, but they're going to perish. Why? Because of they refuse to repent. But the day of the Lord, somebody say, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in that which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. How long? I wonder when that's going to happen. After today, it could be tomorrow. After some of this stuff, human cloning, we're about to get into this cloning stuff, all the stuff that we can do today, you know, all the stuff, the guy on the television talking to dead people on Fox, got his own TV show talking to dead people. Come on. Say, come quickly, Lord. Uh-huh. Cleo taking more offerings in the church. I mean, you come to church, I preach for a half hour. Dean says 3 hours. Amen. We still going to get $10. You talk to Cleo for 3 minutes, she's going to get 50. So say, these are the last days. Amen. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and the elements shall met with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be what? Somebody say, burned up. Somebody say, burn it up. I'm going to make it quick and get out of here, but you got to realize this. So, you know, I was so sad to see those two buildings go away because they looked so cool. They were nice buildings. It was just awful to see those things go. But I can remember one time, you know, I was in the bus with Living Praise, and we were traveling, going around doing our touring. And we had a director called Dean was my director. Dean Demas was my director in Living Praise. Amen. Demas was the one that ran. Remember in the Bible? You know. But this guy's name was Dean Demas. And we were in a car, and we were driving through the beautiful West Coast. I think we're out in Washington State someplace, and it was so gorgeous. And we were singing worship songs, and we were just praising the Lord. And Dean, I had favor with Brother Dean. Everybody was mad because I had favor. I always had favor with my deans. Amen. And Dean's in school, Dean's in church, Dean in Living Praise. And they were all singing. We were all going through the country. We were just sitting there. And Dean said, oh, look at that. And it was just beautiful. All this gorgeous. I mean, it was just glorious and gorgeous. And he said, isn't that something? And before I could say anything, I said, it's going to burn. Dean said, thank you, Pastor Rod. I just knew you'd build me up today and help me feel real good. I tell you what, somebody say, it's all.
It's all,
it's all going to burn.
That's right. It's all burn.
You know, who knows what will happen tomorrow. Jesus would come tomorrow, the day of the end would be, you know. And we're getting all upset. Somebody say, and what if some of the people that perished in that building were saved?
Amen.
The Bible says, precious in the sight of the Lord, the
That's
death
right.
of his saints.
That's
to be absent, you know, from the body and present with the Lord. Amen. It's far better. Somebody say, praise God. They're saved. They ain't got nothing to worry about. They know Jesus Christ. Who knew who they called when that thing would happen? Amen. Look at somebody and tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, you ain't going to be married much longer. Now, I'm not prophesying death to anybody. I mean, you know, with long life will I satisfy you, Jesus said. With long life will I satisfy you with. But get perspective. The issue is not that people perish, but that people perish without knowing Jesus. Why is the devil taking out so many people? Why is death running rampant through the land? Because he knows his lease is up. So he's going to start killing off people as quickly as he can. Whenever the salvation is near, death precedes. Try to kill all the babies when Jesus came. Amen. Somebody say, death. You know, he's trying to kill all of, and he knew he could find lots of sinners in New York, you know, so he started there. Trying to take out 10,000 of them in one day. Devil comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. Because even death knows it shall soon be swallowed up in victory.
Yeah.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Death will soon be swallowed up in victory. But that's why God said, come on into the secret place of the Most High God, under the shadow of the Almighty. These are the last days. You ain't seen nothing yet. There's no covenant to people that are outside of the will of God. All kind of stuff is going to be happening. Better get in here. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I got a couple more. I'm trying to get there as fast as I can. I'm sorry. But these are the scriptures that God gave me. Amen. You know, listen, if you're having a problem being here so late, amen, you're living some extra hours somebody else didn't get today. I tell you what, there are about 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, or 8,000 people somewhere right now. Amen. They would love to be sitting where you're sitting tonight.
Amen.
Glory to God. Mark chapter 7, verse 20. And he said, that which cometh out of man. Well, we don't need to get into all that. It was talking about wickedness. And we want everybody to have a perspective. We want you to study what real wickedness is. What real wickedness is. And Mark chapter 7, verses 20 through 23 will talk to you about wickedness, okay? Also, Psalm chapter 7, verse 11. And you need to know this right here. In Psalm chapter 7, verse 11, God judgeth the righteous. Somebody say, judges the righteous. And he is angry with the wicked every day. Okay. Somebody say, praise the Lord. There is one psalm that I do want you to read on your own, because I'm not going to read it to you tonight because it is getting late. Oh, I'm going to read it to you. Psalm chapter 37, verse 7. Oh, go to 32. Go to 32. And remember the word of the... Yeah, go to 32 and remember the prophetic word.
Psalm 32.
And remember the prophetic word that you got. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Everybody, write that down. Psalm chapter 32, verse 10. Write that down in seasons to come. In this season to come, so say, don't worry. Say, listen. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, somebody say, shall mercy shall compass him about. Therefore, in verse 32, verse 11, you have to do these things. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous. And shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. See, y'all have a problem. It's decision time. You can distort the truth or believe the truth. Study it for yourself. Some of you are going to need to stand on that scripture that backs up. Listen, many will wax worse and worse in a way. But those that trust in the Lord their God will be faithful and remain. Amen. Now go to Psalm 37, verse 7. I want to read that to you and get this in your spirit. Rest in the Lord. So say rest. In the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath.
Amen.
You are not allowed to get angry.
Amen.
People are going to try to get you angry about stuff, but you got to decide whether you want to be American or a Christian.
Amen.
Highlight it. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. And you say, well, if I cease from anger and forsake wrath, what's going to happen to the Afghanistan? There'll be some dummies to take care of them. Thank God they will get taken care of. God will take care. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You are not allowed to get in strife. You're not allowed to get in bitterness. You're not allowed to get in hate. You're not allowed to do those things. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. It's not worth your salvation. It's not worth your peace. Glory to God. We have to remain. See, these are the scriptures that God has given me, and we have to walk in. We can walk in our own understanding, or we can walk in the Word. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Evil is to come outside of the path of what God's direction is for your life, to come outside of the Word of God for your life. Amen. For evildoers shall be cut off. Do you hear what I'm saying? We're going to win it, but we're going to win it with the Word of God, with the Spirit of God, amen, with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You hear what I'm saying? Evildoers will be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, somebody say, wait on the Lord. They are the ones that shall inherit the earth. Who's got that prophetic word? I think it's somewhere. But listen, but those that wait on the Lord, those are the ones that will inherit the earth. For yet a little while, the wicked shall not be. But ye, thou shalt, what? Consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth. And the and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
Amen.
This is what God said.
Yes.
He knew today. He knows things that are about to come. Listen, the meek will inherit the earth. It didn't say a nationality. It didn't say a nation.
Amen.
Amen. God bless America. I live here and love it.
Amen.
Greatest country on earth, I believe, because it's the only one that I know. But it's not the greatest country on earth just because I live here. Just because of what I'm familiar with. Amen. Amen. But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall do what in times when that happens? When the wicked come and do evil things like today, what does the Lord do? What is God doing today? What does the Bible say he's doing? When the wicked come and gnash at the just with his teeth, the Lord shall do what? Glory to God. A revival is right. For he seeth that his day is coming. And see, many people think, they think, oh, he sees that his, your day's coming, girl. No, his day, the Lord's day, is coming.
That's right.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say, the Lord's laughing right now because he sees his day coming. No matter what you think tonight, no matter what's going on right now, but I want you to know the Lord is laughing because he knows that his day is soon to come. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, the wicked have drawn out the sword and bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy and to slay such as be of upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Why? Because you're going to have their stuff after a while. Amen. Because you're going to inherit the old earth. Amen. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken. Somebody say, broken arm, army. But the Lord upholdeth who? The Lord upholds those that know God. Amen. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in what time? Oh, come on, people. Come on. They shall not be ashamed in evil time. The enemies of the Lord shall be as fat lambs. They shall consume into smoke. They shall consume what? Where? Many will wax worse and away. Amen. The wicked borroweth and pay not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. The Lord will uphold him with his hand. I have been young. Glory to God. And now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good. Depart from evil and do good. Glory to God. Even in this situation, even when you don't understand, say, I'm going to win this battle by departing from evil, staying in the plan of God and doing good. Amen. Depart from evil and do good. Where am I at? 27. Okay. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. Oh, you people are. Glory to God. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Glory to God. The wicked watches the righteous and seeth and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his what? Listen. Over all this stuff, handle this situation. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is what? But the transgressor shall be destroyed together. And the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. Oh, glory to God. Do you want help tonight? How many of you agree that this is a time of trouble? This really is a time of trouble. He is your strength in time of trouble. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Seriously, we're going to find out whether this nation church stuff works in evil days. How do they handle it and stuff like this? How do you explain that? Somebody say, we don't have to. We become obedient. Amen. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them. He'll strengthen you and help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. Why? Why? Because they trust in him. Say, Lord, stand up right where you are. Lord, in this evil day, I'm not going to trust in chariots. I'm not going to trust in men. I'm not going to trust in guns and bullets. In any type of technology. But I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to rest under the shadow of the Almighty. And I know that you're blessing me, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For your word says, in time of trouble, you will strengthen me, God. This is a troubled time in my life right now. I need your strength. Ask him again, Lord, I need your strength. I need your strength to be a witness on my job, to speak the right thing, to do the right thing. Oh, Father God, to be, listen, you're going to need his strength to be tactful. See, I can be like this in church, but you got to use wisdom. Amen. So you should, you got to be, amen. But you're going to need the strength of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we don't believe the devil's lie, nor are we in denial. Amen. But we speak right now in great faith over that area right now in the name of Jesus. We say, let your will be done, O God. But Lord, speak your will to the people that can do something about it, Father God, so that we might be able to turn this thing around. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we speak to any survivors that may be trapped or anywhere. We say, strengthen them right now. Send your angels in the name of Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Angels won't go till you send them. Angels won't go till you send them. Send your supernatural angels, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Save somebody's mother. Save somebody's dad. Deliver somebody's daughter right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak to those right now over there in New York and in Washington, D.C. right now. I say you will live and you will not die, even in this land, even in this land right now. Live, live in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray that you would empower the saints in that geographic area, Father God, that they would stand up and go forth in the name of Jesus. Rakasamaha, let the gospel go forth. Release the gospel in the name of Jesus. Release the gospel in the name of Jesus. Anybody that will compromise them, sit them down, Father God. Anybody that will compromise your gospel, sit them down, Father God, and raise up somebody that will speak the truth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for that woman on CNN that decided to say Jesus is our salvation, that God was her salvation. In the name of Jesus, Father God, raise up many others. Raise them up right now in the name of Jesus. Turn it around. We speak Jesus for America. We speak Jesus. He's the answer. He is our salvation. He is our deliverer. He is our only deliverer in the name of Jesus. Rakasuma dakashten and branda dola kabaha. Rakasuma deshtede banda gida boda bovresi dahan. Father God, right now we protect and we put a hedge of protection around every soul that you intend to save. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every soul that you've marked for your kingdom, right now, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus all over this region in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus right now over this Houston, Texas area. I plead the blood of Jesus over the nation's capital. I plead the blood of Jesus over this nation. Father God, as in Sodom and Gomorrah's case, they interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, would you just destroy the land for, what was it, 10? He said, no, he wouldn't destroy the city for 10. Father God, there are more than 10 here tonight. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we declare, amen, that this nation will be under your protection in the name of Jesus, under the shadow of your wing right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus covers us as we call on his name in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your mercy. Father God, right now, even more importantly than the enemy across the sea, we speak concerning the enemy of the devil that has blinded the minds of many people in this nation. They're already dead and don't know it. In the name of Jesus, send the gospel to get them saved and get them delivered. Don't let anybody go to hell in the name of Jesus, Father God. Send revival in the name of Jesus. Rakasama, shake them in the churches, oh God. Shake them and deliver them, Father God. People that are having problems with their walk, shake it up in the name of Jesus. Fire them up in the name of Jesus. Deliver them. Deliver them in the name of Jesus. Oh God. Oh God. Let us hear the ticking of the clock and respond in the name of Jesus. Let us hear the ticking of the clock and the alarm clock and wake up out of slumber. Wake up out of slumber. Wake up out of slumber. Let us know what day it is. Father God, let us know what time it is and how to walk in your anointing and to walk in your spirit and to walk in your grace and to be faithful in this hour in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we call souls forth right now in the name of Jesus. Let your revival go forth in Jesus' name. Souls in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, I'm done. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for this family and for this body right now in the name of Jesus. Bless you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
Stay in the word, people. Stay in the will of God. And use this time to be a witness. In Jesus' name. We're going to be here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Somebody say praise God. 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And then Thursday night, we got two people fighting over Thursday night. Well, they're not fighting. They just both want it. Somebody, there'll be some blessings on Thursday night. We'll be here Friday night. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. It'll be good. Thank you all for coming out tonight. Stay in the spirit. Stay in the spirit. Amen. And stay fresh in Jesus' name. Y'all be blessed. Amen. We'll see y'all tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Uh-huh.